Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Opera Orlando is staging a Pulitzer Prize-winning opera based on true events during World War I. Silent Night examines the spontaneous Christmas Eve ceasefire of 1914, when a carol sung on the battlefield brought together soldiers from opposing trenches into a shared, temporary peace. Gabriel Pricer is executive director of Opera Orlando. He's also performing in Silent Night in its Central Florida premiere, as he did in the opera's national premiere in Minnesota in 2011. He says the extraordinary true story of that Christmas truce still stands as a testament to humanity's desire for connection, even in the face of one of history's most brutal wars.
It's a universal, timeless, ever-relevant, ever-poignant story that just happened to take place on Christmas Eve. But the opera actually starts in the summer of 1914, when World War I began, and then kind of fast forwards to the amazing, unbelievable Christmas truce that took place on Christmas Eve. But then it also goes into the few days and week after, where the soldiers got into a lot of trouble, and it goes into kind of the repercussions, the fallout from the Christmas truce, which isn't always discussed and is actually kind of a sad part of the story. I mean, it's an opera that can be done anytime. And the title, Silent Night, is kind of a double entendre. You know, that was the song that the German soldier sang when he stepped out into no man's land, Stille Nacht. But it was also for the first time in many months that the soldiers had a silent night on the front in the trenches, and they could finally rest. There's this beautiful sleep chorus where they all talk about just wanting to sleep, you know, just having a good night's sleep. So this was a silent night, a silent evening that they could finally enjoy to themselves, a moment of peace.
When people do know what this is about, the Christmas truce, which I'm going to ask you to explain a bit, they may find opera and war in the trenches may seem like strange bedfellows, but this is not a story of war. This is a story of the humans and their human experiences on both sides of the trenches. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
You're exactly right, Nicole. It really is about our shared humanity. And it just so happens that there was an opera singer who was drafted into the war. And that fateful evening of December 24th, 1914, his buddies were like, hey, go sing some songs, you know, out there for us, entertain us a little bit. And his voice carried across the trench to the other side. And there are handwritten letters, you know, documentation of this happening. The singer was Victor Garnier of the Paris Opera. And he started singing O Holy Night or Cantique de Noël. And his voice carried because the trenches were so close. You know, at some spots, it was only 50 yards in between the Scottish, British, French side and the German side. So they heard this beautiful voice and it pierced their souls. You know, at some parts of the trenches, the Germans would be singing Stille Nacht in German, and then the English would reciprocate by singing it in English, and the French would reciprocate by singing it in French. So music brought them together, the universal language that is music. Despite the fact that they all spoke different languages or came from different places, they first connected through the power of music and started coming out of their trenches. Several of them met in no man's land. The lieutenants decided they had to call a truce, a ceasefire. And then what's really amazing, the next day, in several parts of the Western Front, some of them played soccer, some of them did a mass burial together to bury those that had fallen from the battles the days before. They exchanged gifts with each other. They showed each other pictures of their wives or their girlfriends back home. It's an unbelievable story, and all that is captured in this opera. So I think the connection between opera and the humanity in war is very ingrained. You think about all those war songs, all those military songs, there's a lot of music in military, and therefore a lot of music in war, unfortunately.
You talked about how the fallout of this extraordinary night is not often talked about and is kind of sad. What happened after this extraordinary show of humanity?
Well, some of the lieutenants were court-martialed, and kind of forced to retire. The soldiers, most of them, were sent off to other parts of the front, often more dangerous parts of the front. And the reason behind that, it does kind of make sense. It's just very sad when you think about it. The higher up, the generals and admirals that were not in the trenches, they're like, well, now these people are friends, right? And they're not going to fight their friends, so we have to break them up. And that is what happened. As soon as that truce happened, people who were supposed to be enemies, they saw each other as fellow humans, and they no longer had the desire to fight them, which was absolutely beautiful. But the higher-ups felt they needed to separate the soldiers, so the Germans were sent to the Russian front, the Eastern front, which was even more treacherous. The French soldiers were sent to Verdun, which ended up being one of the bloodiest battles recorded in World War I, which is really sad to think about. So they were all reprimanded. They were all disciplined for doing something so beautiful, for sharing their humanity. And what's even more interesting is there were certain journals and publications that were restricted from publishing about the Christmas truce. This was specifically happened in France that I know of. The French did not want the word to get out there that this happened because they thought it made them look weak to their enemy, the Germans.
Is there something that we can learn from this in the broader human condition?
There are so many lessons in this piece. I could talk about this opera all day. It's very, like I said, very close to my heart. And even the history around it, there's so much to get into, and just the needlessness of this war and, the fact that the soldiers were promised they'd all be home by Christmas and they had no idea what trench warfare was. So many times we make mistakes, in life, and they can be very small decisions that just lead to this massive thing where we judge something a certain way and we don't know where that could lead us. But the beautiful message, I think, in this is there isn't humanity in war, but there is humanity in the warrior. There is humanity in the soldier. And if we can just take a step back sometimes and not give in to the natural man, the natural inclination of that's an other, I don't know who that is or what that is, and we try and label certain things and distance ourselves from things we don't know or aren't comfortable with. Instead, if we can see each other as fellow brothers and sisters, which we are, all sharing this same planet, and realize we all share the same humanity, that we are all the same people. And that's what those soldiers experienced. They saw all each other as fellow humans that night. And they shared music. Music brought them together, but they shared their souls. And that's just such an important message. The more we can get that message out there, I think there would be more peaceful days ahead of us.
Didn't this truce become known as the football truce?
Yeah. So again, there are letters that documented this, firsthand accounts by the soldiers that they did play a game of soccer, which they called football at that time. And they played it right in no man's land. From the accounts, it was very icy. It was very difficult, but they marked out a field and had goals that they lined out with their helmets. The Pickelhaube, German helmet, lined the goals. And from what I understand, according to the German accounts, the Germans won. But according to the Scottish accounts, the Scottish won. So it just depends on who you ask.
Help me understand why it's called the football truce. And it was actually an opera singer that started the whole thing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, what's interesting is there were several impromptu ceasefires that happened up and down the Western Front on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. This didn't all happen in one spot, which, again, is even more remarkable, right? So at one location, there was the story of the opera singer from the Paris Opera who sang O Holy Night. In another part of the front, it was the German soldier who stepped out and sang Stille Nacht. In another part of the front, they played soccer. Another part of the front, they had the mass burial. And what the opera Silent Night does, it kind of takes all of those stories and puts them into one narrative and makes it very operatic and kind of romanticizes it a little bit, kind of Hollywoodizes it some. And I got to say, the music by Kevin Putz is absolutely beautiful. It's very cinematic, very movie-esque. because the opera is based on a movie called Joyeux Noël, which is an award-winning film, beautiful film, encapsulates and puts together all of these different stories that happened up and down the Western Front that night.
It sounds very Hollywood and operatic all on its own. These extraordinary, many spontaneous breakouts of peace up and down the Western Front.
Right. If it hadn't have happened, no one would believe it. And that's what's amazing is we do have the actual letters and firsthand accounts that it did happen. It did happen. And humanity can break through, right? We can be humane to each other.
That was Opera Orlando Executive Director Gabriel Pricer. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.